in the game in a 6-0 Clemson victory over the Wolfpack of NC State. 1950, Clemson defeated NC State 27-0 as Wendy Windham led the Clemson defense and, according to legend, knocked 3 NC State backs out on 3 consecutive plays in the second half. You may remember the 2012 game as Clemson won 62-48. Taj Boyd accounted for 8 touchdowns in the game. 5 passing, 3 rushings. Just a tremendous performance by Taj in that contest. There are news and notes from around Clemson athletics. Hope you enjoy your day. As always, go Tigers.
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
It's practical, it's smart, and it's so easy. It's Diamonds Direct's most amazing offer ever. Right now, for a limited time on any purchase, the best price, pay nothing down, and get 5 years zero interest financing. If you've been eyeballing that $5,000 designer ring, right now it's only $85 a month. Those $3,000 diamond studs, just $50 a month, and they're yours. Everything's affordable. Don't miss the special limited time financing event on approved credit. 5 years zero interest, only at Diamonds Direct on Woodruff Road across from Target.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Qualk here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football and baseball, they're all back, and that means it's time to lay down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online sports betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything like live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS, and if you join now, mention WCCP, you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BETUS, so should you. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
There is security, and then there is serious security. When it comes to protecting the important things like the rock, there is only one choice. SecureView 24 from Priority One Security. SecureView 24 integrates live video with our central monitoring station, keeping you protected and connected during alarms. Call Priority One Security and ask about your exclusive SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Fall's coming, the leaves will soon be changing, and now is the perfect time to change your current car into an exciting, fun-to-drive new Mazda. Mazda, the import brand with more safety and luxury that was also named most reliable. Bradshaw Mazda is the one-stop destination. Our inventory is back, over 50 available, plus more arriving daily. Bradshaw Mazda has 0% available on every new Mazda. We offer a no-hassle buying experience that our customers love. Bradshaw Mazda, where our cars are just easy to buy. See our specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong.
Walt Tipchula, Road Rage. We are back. You want in? Actually, now would be a good time. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. You know, Marona, math is such a hazard to so many. Let me tell you about, like you, let me tell you about Twin Peaks. Look, there's no place like the Peaks. You have the upcoming UFC event on the 25th, two championship bouts. You kidding? Where are you watching? Where are you watching your college football action, your NFL action, your Major League Baseball as the season winds down in the playoffs approach? Where are you watching all these things? At the Peaks, of course, where there are 80 high-definition monitors, where no matter where you sit, you're going to get great views of all the action. You can watch every sports event known to mankind at the same time. And then there's the 29-degree draft beer, the insane selection of mixed drinks. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. Of course, the scenic views, which Twin Peaks is so well known for. And then, as if all that wasn't enough, then the greatest surprise of all, the food. The food at the Peaks is unbelievable. It's all great. And we've been busy in the kitchen. We have so many new creations to share just in time for football season, featuring loaded fries available four ways, the new bourbon teriyaki and pineapple habanero wing sauces, and our twist on a classic with the Caesar salad available in as an entree, a side, or top with grilled chicken, char-grilled salmon, or grilled shrimp. Plus, listen to this, Ramona. Plus, two spicy meatball additions with the spicy meatball skillet appetizer and the spicy meatball parmesan sub. Are you kidding? Both featuring the house-made all-beef meatballs topped with fresh marinara and melted mozzarella. Come find your new favorite at the Peaks. Trust me, you will thank me later. You want in? Now is a good time. 654-767. Really, we've been on NC State all day. Everything they're going to do defensively, everything they're going to do and what they favor offensively, based on film study of all three games this year that I engaged in this morning or late last night into this morning while you people were sleeping. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey there, Walt.
How you doing, Jimmy?
It's been a while.
Yeah, appreciate you getting in.
And, you know, we've lost these last two playoff games because we weren't able to really run the ball in, you know, small increments, you know, 5 yards, 6 yards. We kind of was a very much a home run as far as our running game concerned. Now, I do believe that, this is my opinion alone, that Dabo's trying to change this, the offensive line to and the running game to more of a, you know, take your time, get downfield, because to me, the last two playoff games, we weren't able to, kind of dictate the pace on those things, especially LSU. They were such high-powered offense. We couldn't slow them down. Just to slow them down by using our offense, by just gobbling up, you know, minutes and yards. And I think that, to my opinion, like, I think he's trying to change what we do as far as the running game concerned. What do you think?
I don't know, Jimmy. I think that the approach against Georgia Tech was basically defined by the Georgia Tech defensive scheme. And I don't think that Clemson's playing the way they want to play on offense now. I think Clemson imagines themselves as a high-powered offense capable of scoring 40 points on anybody. And so far, that's not happening. But again, I think part of that is the newness. You basically have either nine new starters or guys playing a different position than they were a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess we kind of got a glorified high school team on offense, and you know, I guess time will tell as if they, you know, you got to play and gain experience, and we're gonna get knocked on the way. Like, I'm not really expecting to win this game against NC State. But as long as if they show improvement, if they can show improvement week to week, you know, I mean, this thing's built to last, not, you know, not for just 1 year, for a while. And so, yeah, you know, we might get some, you know, some scrapes, but this thing's built to last.
Oh, look, there's no question. I mean, Clemson is a program. It's not a year-by-year deal. I mean, this is a program. And are there going to be years where you're not quite as good? Sure, there are years where you know, Alabama isn't quite as good either. A couple years ago, they wound up playing Michigan in a bowl game. You know, so that's going to happen even to the very best teams in the country. And again, it's way too soon to throw this season away. I mean, look, if Clemson wins this game at NC State, they're still in control of the division. And then I would imagine they'll continue to get better every single weekend. Do I think this is a tough game? Yeah, I think it's a tough game. I think that the winner of this game is probably going to win the division.
And one other thing. Are we waiting for Deion Sanders to take over the Florida State job? Because that's what it looks like to me.
I don't know. Maybe. It's a good job, Jimmy. It's a good question. I was asked that again the other day. Maybe. You know, Deion wanted that job. Thought he was qualified for it. I don't think he was qualified for it. I think he needed to take an intermediate step. But, you know, you could track back the last few coaches and maybe suggest that none of them have been qualified for it. The way things stand right now in terms of the Tallahassee picture, it's not good. I mean, it's a mess. Honestly, they desperately need to beat Louisville. They desperately need something. Louisville came into this year as sort of a train wreck, and I'm still not sure they're much more than a train wreck, although they did win at home against Central Florida. Again, you know, look, I think home field means more this year than it has in any year in the last 20 years. And so I think many of these teams have home and road identities. I think it's a bigger factor this year than it has been in a long period of time. So Louisville did win a game at home, and you give them credit for that. But I still think... I still don't think it's a really good football team. Ole Miss certainly didn't think so. Now, Florida State's no Ole Miss. But if that program loses to Jacksonville State, Wake Forest, and Louisville consecutively, I don't know. Maybe they do make a change at the end of the year. You know, I'm speaking to some Florida State people recently. Tallahassee Todd is convinced of it. He's got all these sources in Florida saying that Norvell is out at the end of the year. I don't know. I mean, they did Taggart like that, you know, and could they come back and do Norvell? You know, one of the things that happens, though, is you devalue your own head coaching position when you start to make too many quick changes. Other candidates say, no, I don't want to go there and be fired in 2 years. I don't want to go walk into that train wreck and be fired in 2 years, suffer the same fate that Taggart and presumably Norvell did. So that's a dilemma. But I think this is a big game for Florida State. I really do. I mean, I think the last two were big games for Florida State, but you start stringing, you know, again, imagine the absurdity of what we're talking about. This is the Florida State Seminoles. This is the team that for the last X number of years, people wanted to tell me, oh, Walt, they're going to be great. They're going to be Walt. They have five-star talent. Walt, right. They sucked out loud. They couldn't block their grandmothers. And the program was an unmitigated disaster. They had satellite talent in isolated spots. They were brutal along both lines of scrimmage. Their linebackers ran like three-legged pregnant water buffaloes. That's the Florida State that we have come to know in recent years. And that's who they are right now. And they lost at home to Jacksonville State. Then they went on the road and got thumped by Wake Forest. Wake Forest. I mean, look, I like what Dave Clawson is doing at Wake Forest. It's still Wake Forest. You're Florida friggin' State. You can't be losing to Jacksonville State and then Wake Forest. And if you compound that duo with a home loss to a Louisville team that's struggling to find an identity, then where are you as a program? Where you are is where the Jets are, Ramona. Who sent me this? I got to find that in a minute. I think it was Ken. I think it was Ken. Either Ken or Kevin sent me this. I got to check. This is from a 12-year-old. This is from a 12-year-old with a pointer who is watching a film off of his television of the New York Jets, and he is singling out things with his Jets that he hates. And this is all on one play. This is 29 seconds from a 12-year-old with a pointer.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
That is absolutely hysterical. You know, we have so many.
These two idiots are just staring at each other.
It reminded me of the Miami fan talking about Georgia Tech.
Oh yeah,
that's what it reminded me of. But this kid is, I think, 12, and again he's moving the pointer around the screen as he points out the various dilemmas of just this one play. This one play, and
oh, that was all one play. Yeah. I thought he was just doing the whole game.
No, it's one play.
No wonder he's upset.
It's one play, and he's going around the horn saying these two idiots are. Go ahead, play it one more time.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick.
That does pretty
this
much.
This guy's pancaked on the ground.
Yeah, that does pretty much sum up.
These guys staring at each other. I don't know. What are we doing? Yeah. I don't know. Well, let's just stay in here.
That does pretty much sum up the New York Jets experience. There's no question about it. It reminds me of the play with Florida State, you know, a couple years ago where all five Florida State offensive linemen try and cut block, and all five of them miss their blocks, and you've got five free defenders. Running at the quarterback, it sort of reminded me of that at that moment. And the kid, of course, 100% right. I mean, you know, Robert Saleh has his work cut out for him. He does have a hyper talented young quarterback to work with now. So we'll see how the rest of it comes together. Walter Petula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Start your new Tiger tailgating tradition by owning a Lakeside Lodge Clemson condo across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge boasts high-end yet comfortable resort amenities like our restaurant, Traditions on the Lake, a football field for free tailgate festivities, and a lakeside fire pit to gather around on crisp fall evenings. When you aren't here cheering the Tigers on, earn income in the rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results, like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson. Now that school is back in session, it's time to get ready for fall sports and tailgating. And the perfect ending for your meal is a tasty, made-from-scratch pound cake from the Pound Cake Man. We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area, so we can surprise a student or office on a special occasion. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com. Order online or give us a call. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Can't get a hold of myself. Breaking all the rules, playing games with my hair. My
it's a repeat appearance for that song today. Let me tell you about, it's the Revivalist. Let me tell you about my friends at BetUS. Hey, listen up, sports bettors. Walt Diptula here to tell you all about my favorite sports book. That's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get in on the action. I only endorse one sports book. It's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over 25 years. You know, when you choose a sports book, you need one with integrity and longevity. Because here's the real bottom line. You need to know that when you win, you're going to get paid. At BetUS, you get paid every single time. That's why they've been in business for over a quarter century. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today, 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now, mention WCCP, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Go now to BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today. Start betting with America's favorite sportsbook. That's BetUS.com. Enter WCCP. BetUS.com, where the game begins. Ramon, I want to get back into the my Heisman projection at this point, which, again, is a snapshot of the moment and a pretty unique situation in terms of what the expectations were before the year until to where I think we are now in that matter. In fact, let me do that first, and then we'll see if we can go through the Park National Bank You Pick'em games quickly, just to look at who the games are, because I haven't even seen it yet. When is it due? Friday? It's due Friday?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We had started on my Road Rage Heisman leaders yesterday, and just to go to the back of the list and work forward again, at 10, I had a tie. And, you know, people are asking, you know, who are some of these people? At 10, I had a tie between Deuce Vaughn, the diminutive 5'6" Kansas State running back, I think Darren Sproles, and Greg Bell, the San Diego State star running back who was awesome last year and is awesome this year and who just helped lead San Diego State to an upset win over Utah. 9 was Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford, who is off to the best start of his career. He's gotten better every year, and now he's playing the best football of his life. Oh, you know, along that line of thinking, Ross asked me earlier on the text line if I was going to come up with a top 5 right now, who would they be? Honestly, I think one would be Penn State. I mean, who has better wins than Penn State does? They went on the road at Wisconsin, and they beat Auburn. Who has two better wins than that? Alabama beat Miami. That doesn't count. And they beat Florida, which may count. So who has two better wins than Penn State does? I think the answer is nobody. So if you're doing it just based on merit, I think Penn State would be your number one team. I also think they're dangerous, and I'll tell you why in a little bit, why I think they're dangerous. In part because they have two guys on this list. Number 8 was Grayson McCall, Coastal Carolina quarterback. I think he's still leading the nation in quarterback passer efficiency rating. Number 7 is Virginia quarterback Brandon Armstrong. Armstrong's been utterly sensational to this point in the year. You know, we had him in our preseason top 25 quarterback list. People were asking me, you know, basically why. Well, here's the why. I mean, I think the kid leads the nation in passing yardage. He's thrown for almost 2,000 yards. We're 3 weeks into the season, and Armstrong has, I want to say, 1,850 passing, something like that. A great start for Brandon Armstrong. And then 6 and 5 are defensive players. Devin, I'm going to get to you in 1 second. On Derek Carr, who, by the way, is playing very well. Number 6 for me is Alabama linebacker Will Anderson. Anderson is elite. Anderson is the best pass rusher Alabama's had in years. And one of the best defensive players Alabama's had in years, especially recent years, where they're winning more on offense than defense, and that may still be the case. But Anderson is special. Anderson is a future top 10 draft pick. Only a sophomore, Will Anderson, Alabama linebacker, number 6. I'm giving defensive players some love because two of the top teams in the country are Georgia and Alabama at this point, and I think they're both governed by defense. You know, I actually saw something today, it was on Sports Illustrated, where they had Bryce Young, the leader for the Heisman Trophy. Actually, that's just utterly laughable. Utterly laughable. But I digress. Will Anderson, number 6. Number 5 is Georgia linebacker N'Kobe Dean. Look, there are some who think Georgia's the best football team in the country. I'm not so sure. But let's just say they are. Forget whether they are or not. Just let's say they're in the conversation. All right, who's the best player on their football team? It's N'Kobe Dean. He's the best player on that team. Now, I grant you, that defense has some star power, but he's the leader of the group. He's the brains of the operation. He's explosive. He's athletic, and he's a genius. So what's not to like about N'Kobe Dean? He's the leader. He's the leader and the best, most impactful player of the defense that's the number one defense in the country right now. So that's how N'Kobe Dean makes it. How he's not showing up on any other list is a shame. So he's number 5. There are 4 left. Let me get to Devin, and then I'll give you my top 4 in the Heisman as of right this moment. Snapshot of the moment. Devin, good to have you back, Devin.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to call in for this for a while, and I want to talk about Derek Carr. So, basically, a little while back, I watched this video, and there's a guy talking about Marcus Mariota. And he said, or he kind of grouped NFL quarterbacks into 3 different main categories. And that was, for him, quarterback heaven, quarterback hell, and quarterback purgatory. And he had guys like Johnny Manziel in the quarterback hell, and then Patrick Mahomes in quarterback heaven. And then at the time, he had Mariota at purgatory. And I was thinking about that and thinking about different quarterbacks. And I had a Carr in that purgatory realm for a while. And Walt, for the longest time, I wanted to call in about this and come on and say, man, I don't like Derek Carr. I don't like his tendency to throw behind the receivers. I don't like his accuracy. I don't like this. I don't like that. But let me tell you, Walt.
Yeah.
We're a couple games into the season.
You've had an epiphany, haven't you? You've had an epiphany, haven't you?
The Raiders are looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And Derek Carr is currently leading the NFL in passing yards.
Yeah, like 800.
Doesn't go well for my case at all. So I just wanted to get your input on Derek Carr, since apparently as soon as I decided I didn't like him, he was just going to go and, you know, lead the league in passing yards.
Well, you know, Devin, you're not alone, because the head coach of the Raiders felt just like you did for the longest time. I think Gruden is finally coming around on Derek Carr, but he might have been slower to come around on him than you did. So, yeah, look, I think that Derek Carr is really playing well. He's a tough guy. He's a smart guy. You know, Gruden puts a lot on his quarterbacks. He's asked to do a lot. He's making most of the decisions at the line of scrimmage, and I think he's doing it remarkably well. You know, he's been saddled with a crappy defense in recent years. He hasn't had a number one receiver. I think it's all started to come together for Derek Carr. And he's really playing like an elite quarterback in the NFL.
He really is. And one thing for a case for Derek Carr, I was talking to some other people at school about this, and they were basically, a couple of them said, oh, well, he only throws to this guy or only throws to this guy, one or two guys. Who does he got to throw to? He's got Renfro, who's a slot receiver, great slot receiver at that, but still a slot receiver who – I'm still mad that the Ravens had to triple team him more than once. Mind me, more than once, triple a guy that's what, 5'10", maybe, and then Darren Waller, who is a great tight end. I mean, I don't know where I would rank him, but he's a very, very good tight end.
Yeah.
So when your best receiver, let's be honest, I mean, you look at his receiving core who did he have? I mean, Ruggs, I mean, had a lot of promise. He hasn't really shown that much. He's shown glimpses here and there, but Waller is honestly the best receiver he's got, and how can you fault a guy for throwing to a guy that's open most of the time, and if he's not open, can make the catch?
Well, and look, I think Edwards is developing as well, but I think that receiving group as a whole has some pretty good pieces, and I think they complement each other pretty well. And, you know, for example, when they played the Steelers doubled Waller all game and tried to take him away. But in so doing, they left a lot of these other guys open. So, you know, and Carr is making the right decisions. He's going the right. You know what else he's showing? And this was one of the complaints about him, Devin. One of the complaints was that he couldn't throw the ball vertically. Well, you know what? He had no receiver who could run vertical routes. Now he does in Ruggs, and he is absolutely proving he can throw the ball vertically. So I think you were right to come around on Derek Carr, Devin.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you.
Excellent work. That's an excellent call, Devin. Devin's very entertaining, Ramona, for a 15-year-old. Very entertaining. And smart. Amber. Amber's Giants. Yes. Amber's Giants are very entertaining.
Yeah.
What's going on, Amber?
Oh, not much. Let's talk about this. I mean, God, we look like we are a mess. Offsides. By one point, I don't think I've been saying since that game's been played. I really don't. No, I lie. I haven't been saying since we picked Daniel Jones as our stinking quarterback. About that. I haven't. I don't even want to watch my games at this point. He can't pass. He has no patience in the pocket. He looks scared. He's not being protected properly. We need offensive linemen. We're not picking them. We've wasted Spike Lombardi Green's talent. I have just had it with this team. I literally have. I don't know what Gettleman's doing. I have no clue why they still keep him around. But he believes in it, so what do we do, right?
Well, you're only a couple games in, Amber. You're only a couple games in. You could rightfully say that you outplayed Washington at Washington and just didn't win the game.
Right.
And Daniel Jones played better in that game. He's fumbled once, but I don't think he's thrown an interception yet. So if he cuts down on his turnovers, and if Saquon starts to show that he can handle a little more of the load and he's more ready to participate, you have some weapons, and the defense isn't bad. I wouldn't give up yet. You know, there's always, you know, hey, look, next game's against the Falcons, so there's a winnable game.
We say that now.
That's right.
I mean, he was great rushing. Daniel Jones did great rushing. He made some plays, got some touchdowns. Yeah. Passing wise, he's no good still yet. He looks scared. Yeah. And I honestly, and this is my honest opinion, and if no one agrees with it, I honestly don't care. Eli wasn't ready to retire. Eli should have been there to be his mentor and show him what to do when he's under pressure into the pocket. Eli had at least 1 or 2 years in him. That's what I believe.
Well,
Daniel Jones needed a mentor. He needed to be the backup before Eli was gone.
Look, I think you're right. And I don't think Daniel Jones should have ever been the sixth pick of the draft. I think he should have been chosen, you know, somewhere in the beginning of the second round, maybe. But I never thought he was the sixth pick of the draft where the Giants picked him. And, you know, the Giants acted like there was this massive competition to get Daniel Jones. The league may have convinced the Giants of that, but the Giants were the only one in the hunt for Daniel Jones at that position. But, you know, look, he's shown some improvement. He's still young. He still needs to get better. But look, there were some good signs in the Washington game. And again, he has rushed for I guess he actually has more than 50% of your rushing yards. So,
yeah, you know, he did rush for a good amount. Yeah. And that's all good and said. Like you said, I don't think he was worth that sixth pick.
Yeah.
I still don't see it. I don't see he's even worthy right now. No. He does need a lot of he needs help. He really needs to be mentored. He needs to be the backup right now and actually understand what he's doing because he's not ready. I'm sorry. I love Duke as a basketball team. I've never picked a quarterback from them as a coach. If I coach or a general manager, I wouldn't be picking from Duke. I don't care if there was some kind of Eli Manning legacy that they were trying to take over. That was the worst move we've ever made as a franchise. And I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to be a Giants fan. But I'll rock my wear all day long.
I bet you do. Amber, you need to call more often, Amber.
You know what? I work 2:30 to 11 now from home, so
yeah.
While everybody's off, I'm at work talking to people all day.
All right. Well, call us, too. Call us, too.
I will.
Say hello to KC Chiefs Chad. Ask him how he liked that loss.
Babe, he's calling you out. He's sitting right next to me.
I'll see you, Amber.
Good.
Hey, we got to go to break. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Let's talk about game changers. Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Relax. Adulting just got easier with Founders Collegiate Debit. Take your higher education to the next level with a debit account filled with perks exclusively for students. You'll enjoy access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, no foreign ATM fees, zero balance requirements, 24/7 account access with Founders Online and the Founders app, and up to $175 in bonus cash. Collegiate to learn more. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com or one of our more than 30 office locations to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Hey, y'all, it's Dabo. When I'm not coaching, I love to ride my brand new bike from Tim's Harley-Davidson. They really took their time to make sure I found just the right motorcycle. Now, I'm part of the legendary Tim's family tradition, and you know, it feels great. Plus, I know my machine is in good hands, because they're going to keep her running right. Skill, knowledge, and experience. These guys are definitely all in. Hope you'll visit my friends at Tim's Harley-Davidson today. See you on the road. Go Tigers.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/SPORTS.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
By texting 484848, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at freshly.com/terms.
When life is hectic and you're rushing to get dinner together, do you
prepare a perfectly grilled flat iron steak on a bed of mashed potatoes, green beans, and sautéed carrots with a
Doubt it. But you could enjoy that meal with Freshly. Chef-crafted dinners delivered to you fresh. Freshly chefs cook nutritious meals from fresh whole food ingredients and deliver them right to your door. Since every meal is delivered fresh, simply remove from the fridge, heat for 3 minutes, and enjoy. There's no prep, no cooking, no cleaning, no stress. And now, get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. No matter how long or rushed your day is, whether you're working from home or wrangling the kids, you can still enjoy a delicious chef-crafted meal delivered fresh from Freshly. Now get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. That's HUNGRY to 484848 for your discount. Text HUNGRY to 484848.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
We are back. I'm getting to Gamecock Billy in 1 second. You know, I'll tell you what, let me get to Billy first, and then we'll give you the Road Rage top four Heisman candidates. And you've now been given 10 through 5, four to go, and I'll tell you who they are in just a minute and tell you why. Gamecock Billy. Billy, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I heard you talking NFC East, and I thought I would call.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a Daniel Jones fan by any stretch, and they definitely was made the wrong decision picking him that high. Nobody else was after him, but in his defense, he's not got nothing around him. Their offensive line is, as you always say, pedestrian at best, and they have no offensive weapons outside of Barkley. And if you watch them play, everybody on defense is just, you know, game planning him out, and it makes it, you know, Daniel Jones has got to do something at just about every down.
Well, I don't know about the no other weapons. I mean, I actually think they have a lot of weapons. I just don't know that they're utilizing them correctly, you know. And Kenny Galladay is an elite playmaker and a big-time red zone threat. And the Giants, and obviously he voiced his displeasure this past week. There's some it's been suggested that he basically verbally attacked, accosted Jason Garrett, the OC. Joe Judge is trying to walk that back a little bit and suggest there's nothing internal going on there. I'm not so sure, and it's pretty early for that. But you know, and the one thing I will say is Andrew Thomas, their left tackle, who they drafted out of Georgia with the fourth pick of the draft, is starting to get it. The light is starting to come on for him. So that'll be a major help for Daniel Jones if he starts to handle that position. And it appears, based on these last game and a half, that he's starting to get it.
Yeah, well, and they've needed offensive line help for 3 or 4 years, if not longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you watch them, Barkley, I feel so sorry for him. He has no holes whatsoever. And you can just see the defensive coordinator saying game planning him or trying their best to take him out because they're routinely just covering him up. So, but, you know, I'm not a Giants fan. I guess the reason why I think they have no weapons is because Dallas has got weapons everywhere, and they probably got some of the best skill set at wide receiver that you've seen in a long time in the NFL, one through four probably. Even Wilson showed some of that last week against San Diego, so yep. Or I guess the Chargers, L.A. now. So I'm impressed. I think that Dallas is probably going to end up winning this division, and I think that they're probably – I think they could get as high as a two seed because the Rams are in a tough division. They're going to probably lose a few games to that division that they wouldn't lose otherwise. And, you know, I'm pulling for the Patriots, for Tampa Bay this weekend, just because I want to go ahead and get the Rams out of the way.
Yeah. But don't you still think, Billy, that you're still in a competitive division? Because the Eagles are a little better than people thought. I think that's clear. And maybe their weapons are a little better than people thought, too. And Washington is still going to be a factor because of that defense. Although I will say this. In two games now that I've watched Washington, their defensive line has fatigued as the game went on. And as the game goes on and that line fatigues and does not generate the pressure that it did early, that back end of that secondary gets exposed. And
right.
And so that's their challenge. I think that
well, their best player, Chase, is probably – he's probably not accustomed to playing, you know, all these games yeah. every week, I would imagine, still. So it's going to take some time to get in NFL shape. And, you know, he was not a huge guy coming out of college. He was very fast and built, you know, obviously, but he was not known for his physical prowess as more as his speed. And I think he's probably going to grow into his size, but – you know, that may be a problem. He, you know, he gets wore down as the game goes on, instead of the rest of that defensive line.
See, I actually think he's sort of a physical freak coming out. I think his real problem was hand usage. It wasn't as good as the Bosa brothers were, for example. But I think he's gotten better in that area, too. But right now, you know, this is a defensive front that has nothing but, like, round one draft picks on it. But I don't know if the depth
right.
is what they had hoped it would be. And they seem to be... it was definitely true against the Giants. They were putting all sorts of pressure. Now, the Giants were a little more Max Protect look in the second half, but in the first half, they were generating all sorts of pressure. The second half, they were not getting off blocks. They were losing one-on-one matchups in the second half, and that's when Daniel Jones
started to pick
apart.
Well, I was kind of surprised that game was as high scoring yeah. as it was, and I was also surprised that Washington didn't win going away, to be honest. I thought it was going to be, you know, probably 27-17, something like that, where Washington was clearly the better team. But New York surprised me, honestly. And I do believe that the rest of the division is pretty tight. I just think Dallas is probably going to find a way to win because I just think they've got – and unless Dak Prescott gets injured, that's the big if.
Oh, I think at worst
– yeah, if he's injured, the season's over. But at worst, they could probably finish – as a three seed, and I think they could get as high as a two seed. Like I said, because of the Rams and the difficulty of their schedule, I still think Tampa's probably going to get the number one seed overall. But real quickly, you talking about NFL, if you go and look, I could not believe that the Panthers have Houston this week. They're probably going to start out 3-0, and who knows where they're going to go from there. Now, obviously, that's Tampa Bay's division to lose, but I could see – Carolina making a push at a wild card.
Oh, absolutely. The Panthers, through 2 weeks of the season, the Panthers lead the NFL in sacks with 10. That young defense has all sorts of talent. That young defense is filthy, fast, nasty, and they're only going to get better. I loved the Matt Rhule hire when they made it, and
right.
everything I've seen tells me I was right to love it. He is doing an incredible job. They're ahead of schedule in my mind, and
I agree with that. And yeah. and they took the Jets to the cleaners, I think, with that. Yeah. I don't know why the Jets was thinking when they gave Darnold up. Not that he's ever going to be a great quarterback, but he's going to be more than adequate if you put enough talent around him to take you to the Super Bowl. Anyway, Walt, I'll let you get to your house and talk.
Thank you,
buddy.
Well, again, look, I think Zach Wilson is a much better talent than Sam Darnold, just to be clear. And I think that Wilson will prove that. But, you know, he's now in the situation that Darnold was previously. He's the quarterback of a team that's, you know, awful. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. We're back. We've consolidated our patient services in our Clemson location next to Publix. We now have full-time patient services, even on Saturdays. Dr. Coppola is an eye care genius. I don't care where you've gone before. Trust me when I tell you this. Go and see Dr. Coppola. You'll know instantly you are in the hands of an eye care genius. Complete family eye care, disease management, custom contact lenses, eyewear made in sight in many cases. They make the lenses themselves on site. It many people like to reuse their existing frames. It's less expensive. That's an option for you. We've also added more designer frames, sunglasses like Costa and Oakley. We've added sport glasses, Costa, Ray-Ban, and soon we're going to have Oakley for regular and prescription. It's all at Westminster Vision. Go see them. All work is guaranteed. We take most insurance. 654-4141. 654-4141. I promise you will thank me later. All right, on the rest of the Heisman list for the moment. Number four is former Wake Forest and present Michigan State star running back Kenneth Walker. Walker is averaging over 10 yards a carry. That's pretty good. You're running back, you're averaging over 10 yards a carry. That's pretty good. Kenneth Walker, there's no one on earth who would have had Kenneth Walker as a top five Heisman candidate before the year, even though he showed explosiveness and ability at Wake Forest. But now it's been taken to a whole new level. Kenneth Walker is number four. Number three is another transfer. We have transfers at two and three. Number three is Jake Haener, the Fresno State quarterback. One of the things I had right this week and was taking Fresno State plus 11 against UCLA, and they won the game, and they won the game because of Jake Haener. And he threw a game-winning touchdown pass. He threw for like 500 yards, no picks, threw a game-winning touchdown pass in the waning seconds of the game. Jake Haener is not a big guy. He's like 6 foot, 6'1", maybe, but he's accurate. He throws on time. He throws with touch, and there's just something about him. The shame of it is, for the Washington Huskies, who really don't have a quarterback, Haener transferred from Washington to Fresno State. So, major loss. And by the way, Haener really had, he really outplayed Oregon in the first game. They really should be unbeaten. They should have beaten Oregon. Jake Haener, number three on the list. Number two is Jahan Dotson, the Penn State wide receiver. Honestly, the best player in the country that I've seen to this point is Jahan Dotson, the Penn State wide receiver. That's why I think Penn State actually does belong in this conversation. He killed Auburn. When the ball was in the air, it was his. Auburn couldn't cover him. They couldn't stay with him. They couldn't win at the catch point against him. You're talking about special on special? That's Jahan Dotson. He's clearly the best receiver in the nation. We can talk about a lobby. We can talk about anything else we want. The best receiver in the nation is Jahan Dotson at Penn State. It's not close. It's not close. And number one is Matt Corral, Ole Miss's quarterback. We warned about this possibility before the year. Corral was one of my favorite guys for the Heisman. I thought he would have a big year. And so far, he's been perfect. He's not thrown an interception. He's either 9 or 10 touchdowns to no interceptions. He's putting up big yardage numbers. And he's leading the top offense in the country. Ole Miss's offense is averaging over 8 yards a play. And it's Matt Corral. He's the leader in the clubhouse as of now. I'll see you tomorrow. Walt Tiptiller, Road Rage.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82%...